case number 10472, Anton W. Melda, south of Route 88, north of Overbrook Drive, being Lot 54, Block C, within Overbrook Shores Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address, please.
Anton W. Melda, 30023 Overbrook Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd just like to get, I had to board a shed, and would like to have it approved where it's at right now. We ran out of room in the garage, and everything's in the garage. I had to put back into the shed. And over the committee on Overbrook Shores said it was, go ahead. So I went ahead.
Is the shed on a foundation?
Cement block.
It's just sitting on block?
Yes, and anchored.
Did you did you obtain the permit, or did you have someone do that for you?
Oh, I did.
Okay. Did you build the shed?
No. What?
Who did you purchase that from?
Guy in Dover. King Cliff.
King Cliff?
Yeah. He's right by the airbase.
And do you have an address for King Cliff?
Yeah. 1131 South Bay Road, Office B, Dover, Delaware, 19901-4620.
Okay.
You want the facts?
No, that's fine, thank you.
Did you rely on him to put it?
Yes.
Okay, did you show him the permit?
Yes.
Have you talked to him about moving it, relocating it?
Not really. If I have to move it, I have to move it.
Would there be a problem in moving it? What's that?
It would be right behind the back of my house almost.
Do you have a survey or anything that shows your house sitting on the property?
Or if you could tell us how far the shed is from your house now.
When I came in here, when I paid the $400, she took down all that information, and I gave it to her. And it's over 20 foot. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Give that to the young lady down there. We already have it.
And it's about, I guess, 8 or 10 foot from my other neighbor.
Are you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
My wife was a chair lady, a board of adjustment for over 20 years. She's yelling at me now. She's calling me an idiot. Why didn't you ask me?
Mr. Mills, just
yes.
To let you know, Jenny found this because there's a few in Overbrook Shores because they're a through lot, and we did approve just a few months ago, two down the road.
Okay.
They're having issues with the sheds.
Okay.
Because of the through lot.
Thank you.
Through lot. Thank you. Okay, any further questions from any other members, Mr. McCabe?
Sorry.
Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
There ain't no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move we take case number 1047-2 under advisement.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,472 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
I need a little lot of oxygen. I gotta.
Oh, okay. So you could call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, sir.